Bullock County Commissioners met for their regular bi-monthly meeting on Tuesday morning, June 18, 2024. Commissioner Ray Mosley opened the meeting with prayer and the Pledge of Allegiance. The commissioners voted to approve a $156 million budget for the fiscal year 2025 at the meeting. Christy King, Bullock County CFO, clarified that due to some unexpected income to the county, the fund balance had exceeded the 25% threshold. Due to that, they have some additional funds that can be returned to the taxpayers in the form of budget relief. The goal is to use the fund balance excess to roll back the millage rate to offset the inflationary growth of property values. The budget includes 22 full-time and one part-time position. 16 of those new jobs will be in public safety. Citizens and commissioners all praised the work of public safety, who were stretched by a multi-casualty crash reported by Grice Connect involving a bus on I-16 on Friday evening. They pointed out that this response was made possible by the recent investments in public safety and the importance of continuing to expand fire and EMS services in the county. The millage rate for 2025 has not been set. They will do that by September. The millage rate determines how much citizens pay for property taxes. Continue reading for all business covered at the meeting. Approved, consent agenda. 1. Minutes approval. Thursday, May 30, 2024, 6 p.m. 2. Minutes approval. Tuesday, June 4, 2024, 5:30 p.m. 3. Motion to approve a resolution approving ACCG Irma Property and Liability Insurance Proposal for 2024-2025. The attached resolution approves the renewal of property and liability coverage through ACCG Irma, as quoted in the proposal attached. The premium price for the 2024-2025 coverage will be $939,008, with liability limits of $2 million, $1 million for automobile liability. Bullock County's new premium is $82,904, or about 9.7%, higher than last year's cost of $856,104. Much of this increase stems from ACCG's overall rate increase of 7%, due to several factors, including inflationary changes, insurance market conditions, and overall member claims experience. These factors have increased the price for all ACCG Irma member entities, not just for Bullock County. The balance of the price increase is related to factors specific to Bullock County, including increases in property values, number of vehicles, number of personnel, and payroll. ACCG offered an alternative deductible option for consideration. After careful review, it appears that the increased risk associated with a higher deductible, from the current $15,000 to the proposed $25,000 per claim, is not justified by the premium savings of approximately 6%. As a result, staff is not recommending any deductible changes for this renewal. After evaluating all factors, the staff recommends that Bullock County renew this coverage with expiring deductibles and limits, at the cost of $939,008. It is important to note that the final price was reduced by a safety discount, more than $45,000. Approval of the attached resolution is recommended. 4. Motion to approve a contract renewal agreement with Clean by Lucy 2, Inc. for janitorial cleaning bid for multiple recreation locations. The current contract with Clean by Lucy 2, Inc. for Bullock County Recreation and Parks Department janitorial and cleaning services ends on June 30, 2024. In the bidding process, it stated if both parties agree, then we can renew the contract for two successive one-year terms without rebidding for the service provided. It is the recommendation of Tony Morgan, Parks Division Manager, to renew the contract for one more year for the cost of $16,020. This would be the first renewal ending on June 30, 2025. Attached is the contract renewal that will be signed after being approved, the original bid, and an email from Clean by Lucy 2, Inc. agreeing to renew under the same conditions and pricing. 5. Motion to approve the acceptance of the Ogeechee Judicial Circuit Drug Court, Mental Health Court FY25 grant awards. Drug Court Award $306.082.00 and Mental Health Court Award $178,882. Drug Court FY25 Grant Award $306,082. $260,170 State, $45,912 Match. Match 15% $45,912. Bullock 47% equals $21,579. Effingham 38% equals $17,447. Screven 9% equals $4,132. Jenkins 6% equals $2,754. FY25 application was originally submitted at $436,104. $370,604 State, $65,500 Match. FY24 awarded amount $245,211, $215,786 State, $29,425 Match, 12%. Mental Health Court FY25 Grant Award $178,882. $152,050 State, $26,832 Match. Match 15% $26,832. Bullock 47% equals $12,611. Effingham 38% equals $10,196. Screven 9% equals $2,415. Jenkins 6% equals $1,610. FY25 application was originally submitted at $248,167, $210,942 State, $37,225 Match. FY24 award amount $168,459, $148,244 State, $20,215 Match, 12%. 6. Motion to approve County Grounds contract from Statesboro Southernscapes. Our existing contracts with A1 Grassroots and the Groundsman to maintain city and county facilities will end on June 30, 2024. Sealed bids for this service were accepted and opened on May 16, 2024. Two bids were received with each having the proper documentation requested by the county. Statesboro Southernscapes $123,676 and A1 Grassroots $136,865. It was stated in the bid packet that the county has the right to make an award to more than one bidder if they determine that it is in the county's best interest to do so. After reviewing and studying each bid, it was decided that it was not advantageous to divide the sites the same as we have in the past. Statesboro Southernscapes total is $123,676 with an additional $6,962 for installation of pine straw, mulch 2 times a year on various sites, bringing the grand total to $130,638 to maintain 41 sites for Bullock County. The contract would be for a period of 12 months beginning July 1, 2024 and ending June 30, 2025, with the option to renew for two successive 1-year periods on the same terms and conditions as the initial one-year term. It is the recommendation of Tony Morgan, Parks Division Manager, that the bid be awarded to Statesboro Southernscapes to maintain all county facilities listed in the bid for $130,638. 7. Motion to approve solid waste purchase of 22020 yard roll-off containers in the amount of $102,462 from WasteQuip. Containers are used in all collection centers to provide sufficient space for residential disposal. 8. Motion to approve solid waste purchase of two roll-off trucks in the amount of $508,906 from Solid Waste Applied Technologies. 9. Motion to approve run-out claims agreement with IBG Administrators, LLC. Bullock County provides As a component of the employee benefits package, a self-funded health plan for employees and their dependents. The county utilizes the services of vendors to evaluate, reprice, and pay medical claims and to perform other plan administration duties. As of 1 July 2024, plan administration, claims payment, and repricing services will transition from the current vendors to Cigna Healthcare. Cigna will begin processing and paying claims for services that occur on or after the 7th of January 2024 effective date. There is, however, some lag between the date that medical services are provided and the date the claims are fully submitted, processed, and paid. Claims that occur in one plan year, in this case, the 1st of July 2023 to June 30, 2024, but that are not paid until the following plan year are called run-out claims. During times of transition, it is customary and prudent for organizations to execute limited-term agreements with incumbent vendors to ensure the proper handling and payment of run-out claims. To that end, our current medical network provider, IBG Administrators, LLC, has agreed to continue their claims repricing services for a 6-month run-out period following the current plan's expiration date. A similar agreement has been executed with our current third-party administrator, 90 Degree Benefits, for the continuation of their services during the run-out period as well. The attached run-out claims agreement formalizes the necessary arrangement for the repricing and transmission of run-out claims. The terms of this agreement require IBG administrators to continue repricing and claims transmission services through December 31, 2024. For a flat fee of $17,750, new business approved 1. Motion to approve a resolution to adopt the FY 2025 budget and work program. Click here to view the FY 2025 budget highlights. For FY 2025 budget, includes 3% across the board increase for all employees under the county's pay plan, as well as up to 2% additional performance-based increases. Includes 22 new full-time and 1 part-time positions, 16 FT public safety positions, 3 FT public works positions, 1 FT and 1 PT judicial courts positions, 1 FT recreation position, 1 FT administration position. Attempts to maintain current level of service despite rising costs of materials and services, while strategically adding needed positions to support the growing population by utilizing revenues gained from real growth in the tax digest plans for a millage rate roll back to adjust for inflationary growth, assigns $625,000 of fund balance to be used toward the acquisition of property for future facilities, and another $1,363,181 of fund balance is assigned to balance the general fund budget. Approved to reappoint John Rule and Chris Bohan to the Airport Committee. We respectfully request the reappointment of John Rule and Chris Bohan to the Airport Committee. The term is for 6 years, approved 3. Motion to approve additional funding to the Statesboro Food Bank to complete construction. Public comments. Len Fatica, Democratic candidate for Commission 2C and former Public Safety Director, acknowledged the professionalism of public safety on accident on I-16. This shows the importance of having investments in public safety. I want to thank all public safety workers who responded and helped cover the county during the event for a job well done. Sherry Barr, Statesboro Mayor Pro Tem, thank you for continuing efforts for the good of Bullitt County. Your professionalism, humanity, and kindness have not gone unnoticed. Thank you for your efforts, and may it be good for all of us as we go forward. Jesses Bennett, wife of Bullitt County Chair-elect David Bennett, commented on the commissioners taking funds from the fund balance, also called the Rainy Day Fund, to make up the $2 million budget shortfall. She then asked about what has been done since Jeff Akins, county attorney, brought forward that nothing has been done for SPLOST, and recommended that you all do what you needed to do to get on the ballot. Do you have an update of where you are on this? She pointed out that a special election for SPLOST will cost $25,000 to hold an election for less than 3,000 voters come out to vote based on historical special election data. She said this could have been on the November ballot and saved taxpayers' dollars. Chair Roy Thompson responded that the letters have been hand-delivered. It was not forgotten, it was decided to go into a special election for SPLOST so citizens will realize the importance for it. Those who do not support it, it also gives them a chance to learn more about it or vote it down. This is 1% of the sales tax that visitors to our community along with citizens contribute to through purchases. Christy King, CFO, said that they are watching the current fund balance. We have had some revenue growth in areas not expected. We are directing additional fund balance instead of hoarding taxpayers' money. Giving money back to taxpayers is what we feel is best. In doing so, we will not dip below the 25% fund balance. Commissioner Jappy Stringer said, Spolst benefits the county along with all of the cities. Each city and the county have to come up with projects for the SPOLST. SPOLST negotiations are time-consuming. We had budgeted for the special election. It is not something that we overlooked. Last year was a city election year and saw turnover. New members have to have time to get acclimated and determine the projects they want to support for their cities. Commissioner Toby Connor, there is so many misconstrued ideas on what SPLOST funds and how it is negotiated and planned. We felt that it is important to separate it from the noise currently, so it is the sole focus of an election. Dr. Frank Davis, MD. After 30 years as a trauma surgeon at Memorial Medical Center, the accident on I-16 involving a school bus was a major event. This was a true multi-casualty event. Because this county has had the foresight to invest and build out public safety, morbidity and mortality was significantly improved. I want to personally thank all of the first responders in the county who worked the event. The first 45 to 90 minutes in a multi-casualty event is pure chaos. Nothing can reduce the chaos. But through training and interagency agreements, you can make things better. We saw that in action on Friday evening. This requires money and taxpayers' support. Because you, Commissioner, made the difficult decisions to invest in public safety, this response was necessary. We are safer today because of the system you have built. Commission and staff comments. Cindy Steinman, Assistant County Manager, reported that they had hand-delivered letters regarding SPLOST to the cities. They have also scheduled for July 9, 10:00 a.m. in this room for the first meeting. Christy King, CFO, today is National Accounts Payable Day. Miss Stacy Deal does a fabulous job and gets all our bills paid on time. She is a great asset to the finance team and the whole county. I want to take a moment and recognize her. Brad Deal, County Engineer, provided a Brannan Pond Road update. During Hurricane Idalia, a portion of Brannan Pond Road on a curve was washed out. We get the question of why we did not immediately repair it. We noticed the drainage was significantly undersized and created a safety issue. We knew we needed to upgrade the drainage there. To repair it immediately would have cost over $400,000 and would not have fixed the flooding issue. In talking to FEMA, we knew we could get funding assistance to correct the issue and repair it. We hired a Keenly Horn A consultant to do a hydrology study. We now have the approval for a boxed culvert. We will get $570,000 reimbursed from FEMA and GEMA, which will be 85% of the cost of the project. We are scheduled to go to bid on July 11th. The first commission meeting in August is the target date to approve the contractor. Construction should begin immediately after that. We are looking at early January to complete the project and reopen the road. He said that by raising the roads and placing pipes could cause additional flooding issues in the area, impacting homes in the area, and was not an option. Dink Butler, Public Works Director, Brad and his team have done an exceptional job. It comes down to $570,000 coming back to the county. It takes time, but it saves taxpayers' dollars and improves safety. We are still working on other projects directed to Idalia and in the end could exceed over $4 million total coming back from FEMA and GEMA to Bullock County. It takes time and the process is slow. But it is worth the effort and patience to return this amount of funding back to the community. Commissioner Jappy Stringer, I want to also thank all of the first responders who worked the bus accident in I-16. It was a combined effort and it is great to see our plans are working like it should. That is why we are up here making these hard decisions. I want to again thank all of our public safety workers. Excellent job. Chair Roy Thompson asked the acting county attorney for the meeting, George Roundtree. County Attorney Jeff Akins was away for this meeting. A question, A bunch of parents are upset that someone are taking pictures of their children at Splash. What can they do to prevent people from taking pictures of their children at Splash? George Roundtree said, "This will require research. I do not know anything that makes it illegal, even photos of a minor. My advice to them would be to get a lawyer. There is no black and white answer." Chair Roy Thompson recognized Daryl Hop Hopkins with Bullitt County Recreation Department, who has been named to the GS Football Hall of Fame. Chair Thompson then adjourned the meeting. Click here for meeting agenda and supporting documents. Click here to view the live stream of meetings.